Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, came this word from Jehovah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Stand in the court of Jehovah's house, and speak unto all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in Jehovah's house, all the words that I command thee to speak unto them. Diminish not a word. Peradventure they will hearken, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the wickedness of their doings. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, If ye will not hearken unto me, to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken unto the words of my servants the prophets, whom I have sent unto you, even rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, Then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. And the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Jehovah. And it came to pass, when Jeremiah had ended speaking all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak unto all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people seized him, saying, Thou shalt certainly die. Why hast thou prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah. And the princes of Judah heard these things, and they went up from the king's house unto the house of Jehovah, and sat in the entry of the new gate of Jehovah. And the priests and the prophets spoke unto the princes and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die, for he hath prophesied against this city, as ye have heard with your ears. And Jeremiah spoke to all the princes and to all the people, saying, Jehovah sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that ye have heard. And now amend your ways and your doings, and hearken to the voice of Jehovah your God, and Jehovah will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do unto me as seemeth good and right in your eyes. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, and upon this city, and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth Jehovah hath sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. And the princes and all the people said unto the priests and to the prophets, This man is not worthy to die, for he hath spoken to us in the name of Jehovah our God. And there rose up certain of the elders of the land, and spoke to all the congregation of the people, saying, Micah the Morasthite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah king of Judah and all Judah put him at all to death? Did he not fear Jehovah and supplicate Jehovah, and Jehovah repented him of the evil that he had pronounced against them? And we should be doing a great evil against our souls. And there was also a man that prophesied in the name of Jehovah, Urijah the son of Shemaiah of Kirjath-Jearim, and he prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And Jehoiakim the king, and all his mighty men, and all the princes heard his words, and the king sought to put him to death. But Urijah heard it, and was afraid, and fled, and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt, Elnathan the son of Achbor, and the men with him, into Egypt. And they fetched forth Urijah out of Egypt, and brought him to Jehoiakim the king. And he slew him with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the children of the people. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death.